Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by SAS Selects Football, by Mark Greshner Photography, by Riviera Ag Seeds in Radville, by Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina, by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn, and by Boys Next Door Window Cleaning. Growing the Game with Ballsy now, and I'm joined on the phone by my son Ethan Ball, who's down in Grand Forks at the University of North Dakota. Not how we thought college would start. You're in quarantine in a hotel. What is going on?
I don't know. It's pretty hectic. I've been in the hotel, I think, for 9 days now, and I was doing school, but I just got off the phone with the CDC, and they informed me that I tested positive for COVID-19.
Well, why didn't you tell me like you were sick? Like, are you like, what does it feel like to have COVID? I guess that's the question. Because I talk to you every day on FaceTime. Oh, I'm doing good, Dad. I'm doing good. But like, how? Like, what kind of symptoms do you have? And like, what does it feel like to have COVID?
I don't know. I've never really been scared of it. I was around a teammate that had it, I guess, just over a week ago. That's why I was at the hotel for close contact. And honestly, I felt fine all week. I had like a little tickle in my throat like a couple days ago and coughed a little bit. And I have like a slightly runny nose, but like this is, if I didn't know it was COVID, like I'd be going to school and stuff. Like this would never make me stay home or anything. I feel honestly pretty fine. I'm a little fatigued, but other than that, like it's really not that big of a deal. Like I've been saying the whole time, I think if you're young and you're in shape and you don't have any other underlying conditions, you're going to be fine.
So Ethan, like, are you fatigued because you think you're sick, or are you fatigued because you're up playing video games online with your buddies back in Regina?
Well, that's what I told the nurse. She's like, are you fatigued? And I said, well, I am fatigued, but it also might be because I haven't seen the sun in 9 days and I've been laying in my hotel bed. So like, I can't tell you if that's from COVID-19 or if that's from just sitting around doing school and playing video games.
Yeah, you're doing schoolwork, playing video games. Like, are you at least trying to do, like, push-ups and sit-ups and stuff, or what?
I've been doing a little bit, yeah. I've been. It's kind of, like, the only, if we want to draw a positive from this whole COVID and everything, it's been that I've got to get a good head start on school and focus on that instead of football and everything. So I guess that's the one positive I can draw from it.
So what's happening with your team? I know you're not playing till the spring, like 8 games and then maybe 12 in the fall, but what are you doing for work? Like, are they working out? Is there training camp? What's going on?
Well, they started like kind of walkthrough practices here and workouts the last week. So they've been lifting, and then they did like jerseys and helmets and cleats, kind of going through plays and everything and certain drills and stuff last week. So kind of starting to get into the swing of things now. I think we're going to actually start padded practices, from what I heard from coach, here at the end of September, and it'll just be a dialed back. Instead of 20 hours a week of practice, it'll be like 12 plus lifting and all that, meetings and stuff. So it'll be kind of a modified fall camp, I think.
How much weight have you lost in the hotel, or have you gained weight?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a scale in here. I mean, the meals have been not spectacular, I can say. So I'm not really too sure. I feel like I'm kind of around the same. I hate not working out because me personally, when I don't work out, I do lose a lot of muscle mass. So it's definitely not an ideal situation.
Yeah, okay. So, I saw you got Jim Kleinsaucer's locker, like the former Minnesota Viking.
I did, yeah, the sauce. So that was pretty cool when I saw that day one.
So you haven't been back in the locker room though since, I don't think.
No, I went and got my locker and my equipment, and then everything kind of went downhill from there, so I have actually only been in the locker room one time.
So you think you get punted out? Are you punted out? Would they have given your locker away? Or do you still have it?
Oh, I hope I still have it. I think I still got a spot on the team, so I think we're okay.
Just your luck. It's going to be interesting though, because like you're like a lot of so many guys that graduated in your class, the 2020 class. You don't get the play, so they don't really see who you are before they, and what you can bring to the table before they go recruit the 2021. So it's going to be interesting, even for you guys down south, two recruiting classes without having played an actual game.
Yeah, and I don't know what the rules are going to be. I know the NCAA made the roster like size like 85 right now or something with COVID and everything. So I don't know what they're going to do, bringing in new recruiting class and scholarships and everything. Everything's got to be honored, I guess, right now, they said, for this year and beyond for everybody that's on scholarship right now, but I don't know what they're going to do with the new class incoming.
Well, Ethan, I wish I could be down there with you, but to get better, and I don't know what else to say.
Just build enough the immunity. I said this is honestly the best case scenario because now they don't make me get tested for 3 months, so I can just go about my business and be fine until I come home at Christmas.
Awesome, buddy. Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you. Love you. Take care.
Love you too. Have a good day.
I got a couple of housekeeping things I got to take care of. First off, in the last podcast, we had our athlete of the week out of Martinsville High School, Torin Swiston Burness. And he said in his interview, he got so flustered, he forgot to mention his great mom. He said, I feel bad because my mom has been a full-time single mom for years and makes sure I'm on top of everything. Takes photos and videos of everything. Her name is Pamela Burness. Can you please mention her for me? So Pamela, a great mom helping this young athlete, Torin, pursue his dreams. And I have a lot of respect for that. So congratulations, Pamela, for raising a good young man and a good young football player. All right, on the last podcast, I made a mistake as well. I had introed the fact that there was a college football game played, and it happened last Saturday night. The first play from scrimmage between Central Arkansas and Austin Peay. Central Arkansas won 24-17, but the first play from scrimmage in Montgomery, Alabama, went for a touchdown, and here's how it sounded.
C.J. Evans in the backfield. He's the true freshman. And right away, Oldsfall is going to keep it. Pitch it to Evans. Evans, a nice block outside. And Evans has room. C.J. Evans makes a guy miss. And you wanted college football. First play, touchdown, Governors. 75 yards. How about that to kick off the 2020 season?
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.